Good evening, my name is Andrea. We are conducting a survey about youth substance use founded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services, and your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. To make sure that we're speaking to people of all ages, can you tell me, are you between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
30 to 49.
Thank you so much. And what is your gender? These are statistical questions.
Male.
Thank you. I'm going to first ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of the answer, just give me your best guess, okay? Note that when we mention marijuana, we're referring to the illegal youth use, not the medical marijuana prescribed by the doctor. So how often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Well, I don't know. That's a tough question to answer because I don't know. Don't know for sure, but
okay.
I would say once in a while.
Okay, thank you. Now, how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrate in any form like hash or hash oil? Once again, never tried once or twice a year.
I'm sure once or twice.
Okay. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
I think very often.
Will that be like once a month, twice a month, once a week?
No, like less than once a month, I'm guessing.
Okay. I'm going to read to you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, strongly disagree, or if you're neutral on the statements. For each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of the answer, just give me your best guess, okay? And some of them will be similar, but they're not the same, okay? So here's the first one. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I already forgot what you said there. To ban the use of it?
To make it illegal. To provide
youth. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah, be a good idea to make it illegal. Yep.
So you agree or strongly agree?
I agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
I'd say agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think that we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Yeah, I agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with the Minnesota law.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I agree.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
I agree.
I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
I agree, but haven't we done this already?
No, remember that they look similar, but they are not the same, okay?
Oh, okay.
Now, my community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Yeah, I agree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
I agree.
Thank you. We're almost done. Most adults in my community think that we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Yes, I agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
I agree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yes, I agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Yes, I agree.
Last four, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Yep, I agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Yep, I agree.
And finally, most adults in my community think that we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
I agree.
Now, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances which are illegal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of the answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never, try once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a month.
Thank you. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor? Never. I'm sorry.
Never.
Okay, thank you. How often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Thank you. Never. And my final questions are statistical. So far for this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never, a few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day?
That they are or aren't?
I'm sorry?
Can you repeat the question? I don't know if you said aren't.
Not a problem. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
I guess I've never seen a message either way.
Okay, and how do you describe yourself, like American Indian, Asian, South Asian, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, or white?
White.
Thank you. And as a token of our appreciation, the PATH Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate on your behalf. We have JCC Schools Social and Emotional Learning Committee. Number two, Bio Girls of Jackson and Lakefield, or Jackson County Food for Kids.
Probably the JCC schools.
Okay, thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your time and for your donation. Have a nice day.
Yep, thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.